Mr. Galloway, thanks for taking the time to
Welcome.
Talk to us here on Al Jazeera English. Why did you do this?
We wanted to show the people of the Muslim world that the British people were not their enemies. The second reason was the practical one, that as a result of our convoy, some child tonight has a nappy to wear. Some family tonight has a few tins of food. And third, final objective was to show people that this can be done, and that a Viva Palestina convoy can come from your country too, and ought to. When we crossed the border into Palestine, well, you saw it yourself, the welcome was simply amazing. In just 4 weeks, hundreds of communities all over England, some in Scotland, some in Wales, some in Ireland, but mainly in England, had gathered this enormous fleet of vehicles, which when we left London was 110 vehicles long. That's a 1 mile convoy. Its value was more than £1 million. And the convoy doubled by the time we reached Egypt, thanks to the supplement of the Libyan Gaddafi Foundation, a non-government organization in Libya. And it was quite a sight to behold.
What is your response to some of the criticism? I mean, I think in the London papers, somebody named it, or, you know, this is just another ploy by Galloway to get more attention. What is your response to that?
Well, it's a funny way to get attention. We're sitting here and an Israeli rocket might come through the window any minute. If every crossing, every sea lane is jammed with people trying to get aid through to the Palestinian people, those who are maintaining the siege will not indefinitely be able to do so. I hope that on this Palestine question, we can make some real progress in the next few years. And you know, you may later tell me I've been foolishly optimistic. I have some hopes that that will be done. And I've been fighting this Palestinian cause for 35 years. But I've never been more hopeful than I am right at this moment.